said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On today's catch-up, we find out how Tinder would work when you're in isolation.
Aussie cricket coach Justin Langer at the launch of Happiness Aid.
Matt performs a Foo Fighters classic.
And we say farewell before we take 2 weeks off.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
We'll talk about the horn section shortly, but while lots of you are struggling right now trying to keep a whole family in isolation, a lot of people cramming into smaller spaces. You've got, of course, the pressures of the homeschooling, trying to entertain your kids. Well, I'm trying to think of the singles out there now because, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, they're home alone. There's no chance of a casual hookup.
Yeah.
You can't just jump on Tinder and swipe and go, hey, what are you doing tonight? Let's hook up. They've got nowhere to go.
Friends without benefits.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're
like,
told
what's
that
their option?
The adult sites have never been more popular. So people are sort of entertaining themselves, but that's not the same thing as some human touch, is it?
True.
No, it's not. And I don't know if you guys...
Depends how long you've sat on your hand, I guess, but there we go.
Maybe.
Have you ever had a time where your partner's been away and you've had to like jump online or jump on the phone and you're trying to have a sexy chat?
No, you know, I've never done that.
Yeah, happened last week when Laurie was buying some bread.
Well, like it doesn't always like flow freely. It can be an awkward exchange.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yes.
Sometimes it's not as hot as it might seem in the movies, or as hot as you think it's going to be. And that's with a partner. So I'm imagining if people are doing it right now and they're single, like with people they don't know, it's really awkward.
Absolutely. That's tough.
Yeah. Quite often the fantasy rarely lives up to the in reality. So.
Oh, absolutely. And I just think singles are forced right now to do online hookups and that's all. And here is the kind of struggle that they face.
Hey there. Do you come here often?
Ha. Can't go anywhere else.
How long have you been in lockdown?
4 weeks.
I like your profile pic. That smile of yours is more contagious than the coronavirus, girl.
Oh, jeez. Your pickup lines could use some work.
Is this hand sanitizer in my pocket, or am I just happy to see you?
Oh, dear.
Haven't seen you on here before.
Yeah, there's a AA battery shortage.
Huh. So, do you like stuff?
Look, dude, I've been in isolation for a month. We both know what's going on. Let's skip to the chase. I'll send you deets and we can just FaceTime in an hour.
All right, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Wow.
So this is the kind of action that they face. Stick around and we're going to see what happens when they actually get the cameras out and have an online date.
See, that guy's
the
a real
plot
player.
Thickens.
He's a real player, isn't he?
Oh, I'm gonna take some of his lines. He is smooth as.
He certainly is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hi, you are pretty.
Oh, thanks. Look, okay. Hey, do you want to just shift your camera a bit to the right?
Okay, sure. Hey, look, you should really know I don't usually do anything like this.
Yeah, okay, sure thing.
No, I mean, like, it's cool and all. Like, I like it.
Look, let's just get started here. You know, flirt with me. Just, you know, like, tell me what I want to hear.
Oh, yeah, cool, flirt. Okay, God, you are gorgeous. God, I wish I could touch you without gloves on. I'd love to spread you wider than this pandemic.
No, stop. No, shh, just, okay, I'll just do this myself. Like, you do you, we'll just do it ourselves. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, that's it. Hang on. What is that? What have you got there?
What? Oh, it's a rock melon.
Seriously? A rock melon? Wait, with a hole in the middle?
All right, well, you know, I wasn't prepared for this. I had to be resourceful. And, I mean, yeah, you've probably got something in your second drawer, you know, all the things that you use to, you know what I mean?
Wait, hang on. Is that meant to be my head?
Look, can we just forget about the rock melon and get back into it, please?
No, wait, hang on. Are they two bread rolls?
Yes, they are.
Why have you got bread rolls?
Because, I mean, you know, because they're the closest thing to feeling, you know?
Oh, okay, so that melon was my head. Oh, look, I don't know, this has really killed it for me. I think we just call it quits here.
No, come on, please, let's give it another shot. I'll turn out the lights and just pretend you never saw the rock melon or the bread.
No, mate, look, there's plenty more fish-holding blokes in the sea. Like, thanks, but nah, see ya.
Oh.
Oh, wait, actually, before I go...
Yeah?
Where did you manage to get bread rolls?
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
This amazing launch is on today for an initiative called Happiness Aid. How's this? 105 tests, one boundary short of 8,000 runs, 2,300s. Oh, it just happens to be the Australian cricket coach and a top bloke too, Justin Langer. G'day, JL. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys. Yeah, great to speak to you. I'm going well, thank you.
Now, JL, you are behind this Happiness Aid launch. Now, I know that it's a free online platform, so we're already interested. But what will we see on the site?
Oh, look, one, we're all really passionate about well-being and happiness and mental health, aren't we, at the best of times? But in a period like we're going through now, it's never more relevant. So we've got some amazing opportunities there for physical health and relationships and financial well-being, mental health, everything that's important about happiness. And like I say, in this really tough time we're going through, it's a great platform, no doubt about that.
And Justin, how will it work? Will people log in and see a kind of a seminar that's happening or a lecture happening, or can you actually go on and get one-on-one advice?
No, at the moment there's the seminars and there's a lot of coaches and professionals and different advisors from, you know, going through a range of different topics. So lots of volunteers and lots of experts in their field. So it's worth logging on and having a look.
JL, just a window into your world, mate. You got all your girls home. How that house full of women dominating things? How are you going? What are you up to?
Oh, it's actually nirvana for me because it's when I spend 10 months of the year on the road, being home with my family and having home-cooked meals and sleeping in my own bed and going in my own garden and staying fit and working from home. Mate, I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah. Was it your oldest girl back from London as well? That must be a nice relief for you and Sue.
Yeah, it's so nice. They're all back. Mind you, there's some plenty of stress having five chicks in the house. I'll give you the big tip. But, it's not all rainbows and butterflies, I promise you. But no, it's been really nice. It's nice to have everyone here. It's almost like living back in the 70s or 80s when I was growing up. So no, it's as tough as the time is.
Yep.
Being around my family and staying connected through different means has been a really nice way to stay healthy and happy.
Well, JL, it's certainly hard at the moment for the extroverts, but also very hard for the sporty spices among us. I, like you, love to get out and about and exercise.
Sorry?
What? Oh, yeah.
Right. But those who want to go out and play with a team, I mean, they're struggling at the moment. How are you keeping active?
Yeah, well, it's really funny because I've got some good stuff at home that I can stay fit with, but I went for a walk with the dog this morning. And it was amazing, you know, there's a couple of brothers playing footy. I acted like the goal umpire for a little while, made an idiot of myself, but it was good fun. There was a couple of sisters playing netball or volleyball. It's just so nice to see people, only in very small groups, obviously, of one or two, but just being active. So it's a good time, actually. I'm finding a good time to stay fit, that's for sure, and without the stress of being with the team or competition stress.
And mate, I'm interested, you brought up the sort of, you know, back to the way life was in the 70s. And if there's a silver lining to this, I feel like so many of our modern mental health issues are based around sort of unrealistic expectations on ourselves in a world that seems to be moving faster than some people can cope with. And if we can go back to a more simpler time of, concentrating on the things that really matter, be it family, be it a home-cooked meal, be it just walking the dog, we could find a new sense of calm within our community.
I couldn't agree more. I did a podcast on leadership yesterday, and we talk about in our community at the moment, you know, some of the drug issues and the mental health issues and suicide amongst not only young people but adults, domestic violence. That's at one extreme. And the interviewer said to me, oh, yeah, but, you know, now with this isolation, we might have, you know, more mental health issues and more. And I said, yeah, you're right, but what would be great? I mean, they're the two extremes. Our world's got so busy and so rushed, hasn't it? So hopefully with this might be a wake-up call for everyone. We get back some balance in our lives to get a bit more happiness and peace and balance in our everyday lives.
JL, before you go, mate, we're about to take a break for a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to. I'll have to sign up for Amazon and watch this, the test doco. The reaction has been phenomenal to it, hasn't it, mate?
Oh, I can't believe it, mate. I was so nervous. I was so nervous on how it would be received, but the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive, and it made me realise. I mean, I was at the launch a few weeks ago, which feels like an eternity ago. how much I love my job and how much I love the players and how lucky I am to be involved in Australian cricket and sport as a profession. So, yeah, the documentary's been incredible, mate.
Yeah, that's the test, a new era for Australia's team on Amazon. JL, good to catch up, mate. And the launch of Happiness, the Happiness Aid launches at the Optus Stadium Law Precinct today. All the best, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Stay healthy, eh?
Yeah, you too. Yeah, Justin,
you too, JL.
On Mix 94.5.
I thought, to go out for our Easter break, it was time to have a little song. I thought I'd go with the Foo Fighters classic In Times Like These, or Times Like These. And, of course, with the gallows humour that we performers know, I've told you about, when you arrive or you're just about to walk on stage at the Sydney Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's a sign there that you see just before you walk out on stage which says, "You're about to die on your bum," which is, you know, a great thing to laugh at. And I had that a little bit this morning, KC, because when Claire found out what song I was doing, he said, "Hey, don't stuff this up. This is one of my favourite songs."
Well, I had to be honest.
So the pressure's on. You ready?
All right.
Yeah, let's do it, mate. I think it's cool. You're mad at his place, live.
My driveway feels more safe if I hide away. I'm hunkering down here at home. Damn, don't want to go out shopping, but my bum needs wiping. I need to sanitize my hands. Well, it's times like these you need good internet. It's times like these for social distancing. It's times like these you need a bigger crib. It's times like these, it's times like these. I'm carb overloading, 'cause the pasta is flowing. I need to learn to cook another dish. My anxiety, it's rising. Too much hand sanitizing. I think I just glanced 20 the dog. Well, it's times like these you need some AFL. It's times like these that three becomes a crowd. It's times like these you want some rubber gloves. It's times like these you want help from above. It's times like these the house is such a mess. Times like these you need fast internet. Times like these for binging on Netflix. these, times like these.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
We are saying goodbye for a couple of weeks because it's time to take a bit of a break, but it's been fun this last couple of weeks to be able and real, quite a privilege to be able to chat, even though while I'm here in the studios in Serbia and you guys at your place, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. All I can say is that it's a pleasure to be doing this at this really crazy time in our history. I'm sure we'll be talking about this in 50, 70 years' time, and all I say is stay well. Be calm, breathe, practice gratitude, and you know, we'll see you on the other side of this.
Yeah, it's a good time to see what holidays will be without, you know, being out with your friends or going out and taking a trip. But I'm happy to have a lovely home to stay in and to be home safe with my partner and my dog. And so, you know, that's what matters to me at the moment. I feel safe at home rather than stuck at home. So looking forward to the break, and the Dead Set Legends will take over while we're away, so you'll still get someone on your radio every morning.
Yeah, Lockie Reed and Tanner Armstrong from the Dead Set Legends coming into this very building to take care of things. They'll be doing the show, and when we return, we're going to be looking after people, of course, with Mix 94.5's Got Your Back. We'll be not just patting people on the back, but giving them some kind of reward and a reason to smile as well. So we look forward to that. And guys, we have put a little special video together at the radio station with a lot of our Mix 94.5 family to give people a little bit of hope. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's
do
it. Yeah,
you can check it out online. It sounds a bit like this.
Yeah, check out the video at the Mix Facebook page.
Hello, I'm Dennis Scamelli.
G'day, it's Clarzy here, self-isolating in, well, the smallest room in my place.
Hi, it's Tim Kelly. G'day, it's Matt Diktinski here from Mix 94.5. This is Florence.
Hi, I'm Damian Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
And this is Bonnie and Megan.
Hi, I'm Roy Lobb from the Fremantle Dockers.
Hey, it's Kimber Cahill. Now, I know we're all going through a bit of a rough time, but we will get through this, but everybody has to play their part.
As West Australians, we're certainly being tested at the present time, but then again, West Australians relish a challenge.
You've done well so far, but we really need you to stay at home now. 4 out of 5 Australians need to stay home. Don't be the naughty one.
G'day guys, Lockie Reed from Mix 94.5. Rock, Fitch. Teaching him to self-isolate is a little hard, but it shouldn't be for you. Make sure you look after each other and stay safe.
Please stay home. Please do the right thing. Don't visit your friends. And these guys can be back playing sport and back at school, more importantly, before we know it.
I know that we need to physically distance, but really important to stay socially connected, so check on your friends.
Very weird and very trying times. Hope you're staying safe. Maybe you are working from home like a lot of us are.
This is a tough time for all of us, and on behalf of all at Mix 94.5, we want to thank you for listening while we've been staying on air, which is brilliant.
And we just want to let you know that we got your back. We're going to be there with you.
But from everyone here at Perth Mix 94.5,
keep checking in on your mates and
stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
And we'll see each other on the other side, all right?
Take care, and we've got this. We're here for you.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. We've got this.
We've got this.
We've got this. We're here for you.
All right? We'll get through this.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another
yes.
day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Check it out,
She's
check
a really
it out.
Good news reader, but here's what Jen King is. Oh, I got a nice story for you this morning. So often this segment seems to be about someone marrying a church, or not marrying in a church, literally marrying a church.
Or a tree.
Or a tree,
it's
or
an
getting
opportunity
their.
Opportunity for the stupid people to shine. It's their.
Yeah,
money.
Pretty much.
Getting their junk caught in something. Anyway, not today. Not today. As we know in this life, it's sometimes not, you know, what you know, but who you know. But also sometimes it's more about what hardware you've got. And Charlie Adams runs a tree lopping business. And he's got one of those cherry pickers with a bucket and an extending arm. And he used that to visit his mum.
Take me up.
Yeah, Charlie wanted to see his mum, who's in her 80s, and she's in this is in Ohio. She's locked down, of course, as all you know, older people in residential care are at the moment. So he got permission from the authorities to raise his cherry picker with himself in the bucket up to her third floor window.
so he could say hi and you know. The problem is that if it was anything like my mum, he made a phone call to her saying, okay, come and look out the window now. But I don't know, with my mum, that would have been a 20-minute conversation as well. I am looking out the window. No, you need to get up. And why? I don't want to get up. It's cold.
Where are you?
Where are you? What are you doing to me? But anyway, he did, and there's lovely photos of him chatting to his mum in his cherry picker through an open window with a nice safe distance, of course, and I'm
Something
sure that would have made her
he'd
day.
Do.
Yeah, so cute. Good on you, Charlie Adams.
Yeah, very sweet. See what's going
Charlie
on.
Charlie Adams. Sounds like a movie character.
Well, he's from the Adams there was family.
There was a great Blackpool soccer football player called Charlie Adam in our season in the Premier League. Anyway, that's not of interest to you, but it is to me.
No, I found it interesting. Did he hug his mum? Oh, no, he couldn't. Crazy Matt and Kimbo
in the morning on Mix 94.5. Now, guys, a few weeks ago, we had a lovely listener, Lynn, who won $50,000.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. We gave that away at the Crown back when we were allowed to do outside broadcasts.
Yeah.
And so,
superstar
Lynn won,
she was.
Yeah, Lynn won 50 grand in a comp that we had running. And she's so sweet that Lynn then last week drops off a thank you gift for the three of us.
Yes.
And we all got our own little gift bag with, and she was very generous and very sweet. She didn't have to do this, but thank you, Lynn, because we got a gorgeous bottle of Margaret River wine and a box of Barchi chocolates.
Yeah,
and
they're all
the
gone.
Really generous bit, a 9-pack of toilet paper.
Yes.
Right? Like, and the sort True. Of quite fancy too, right?
Oh, well, you know I've been going on and on about not having toilet paper. Well, I got my package yesterday, and Lynn, you've saved my life. You've saved my family, basically.
Lynn, you are a star for a day. Can I just tell you, I've offered some spare toilet paper, because I ended up with those from Lynn, to three different people, and they've all said, no, I'm good, thanks, which I thought was
good.
Quite odd, yeah, which is really cool.
I mean, as you guys know, I've been staying at home and only going to the shops when needed. Sure. But yesterday I had to go to a necessary medical appointment. So it was in Subi and I thought, well, I'll just drop into work and pick up my gift back.
Yeah.
You know, because then I can take it home. Go in there to pick up my supplies. Someone has nicked my toilet paper.
No!
They bloody nicked it. Some thieving cheapskate colleague of ours has left the wine, left the chocolate, and stolen all 9 rolls of the toilet paper.
My God, the world has changed. I mean, you know, rewind 1 month ago and it would have been the wine and the chocolate that was gone.
Well, particularly the chocolate around here.
There's so many elements to it. I mean, the fact that toilet paper is a gift in the first place, that Lynn's given it to us, you know, like, I really needed toilet paper and I was very appreciative of Lynn's gift, and I feel like the most disappointing thing about getting there yesterday and it not being there is that. And also C, now we can't trust anyone we work with.
Oh, so it was within the building?
Within the building. Reception were holding onto it for me. They put it down the back there in the area where our lift is, and someone has just decided to get in the lift and see it and has gone, I'm nicking that, and took the lot.
Hey, Maddie, call the Premier. We need a lockdown.
Well, I tell you what, there's so few people within the building these days too. You just need to look out for who's got the biggest smile on their face, who looks the most calm, confident and relaxed, and it's going to be
them.
I was waiting for them. You're going to get pointed at me.
Like, honestly, like, even if they'd taken 2 rolls or 3 rolls, I would have been very happy to share, but the fact that they've nicked the whole lot and it was a gift feels really rude.
Even with 2 or 3 rolls missing, you would have been upset if they hadn't asked you first.
Who takes someone's present?
Sounds to me like a time to bring back blue heelers.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Or martial law.
Get John onto this.
That's all happening. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. The new look MasterChef is returning with new judges or hosts, whatever you want to put it, Monday night on 10. And one of the returning stars of the kitchen for the very first series of MasterChef Australia back in 2009, chef, artist, author, TV presenter and so much more. Poe, welcome. How are you?
I'm so good. I hope you're well.
We're doing really well, Poe. Now, my big question for you is, how on earth do you get to come back as a contestant? You're so successful. Shouldn't you be a judge in this season?
Not at all. I think it's such a privilege I've been able to come back as a contestant. I love the competition. And actually, last year, I had the opportunity to be a mentor. Although I loved it, I found it really hard to switch my brain into judge mode, actually, because every time they presented a challenge and I was there to mentor the contestants, I was kind of in their headspace more. So, I've really come back to be in the fray. It's the thing that I really love.
You see, Poe, that's known as white line fever, and we had a famous example of that in Perth with the great John Worsfold, who by day was a pharmacist, and then when he played for the Eagles, he'd step over the white line and he became this warrior. Is that what you've got? You've got this incredible competitive side.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's a really good way to put it. Once you've been in the competition, that feeling really haunts you, that adrenaline rush, and, you know, going into a challenge and just being so, so filled with anxiety and so scared, and then coming out with a really, you know, sometimes a winning dish. It's a really, really amazing feeling. And I think more than anything, it's very bolstering for your confidence, like just as a human, not just within the competition. It's just like, wow, you know, when I'm put in these situations, I can dig deep and deliver. And you get quite addicted to that feeling.
Hey, Poe, how much of a life changer was that all? Was it 11 years ago now? There were 7,000 people apply for the first series of MasterChef, and you were one of the top 20. That must have been pretty, like a big deal for you.
It totally changed my life. You know, it turned it on its head. I've, you know, had cookbooks, TV shows, everything that was on a wish list of mine as a kid, you know, I've been able to tick off. And it just kicks so many doors open and continues to do so in various areas of my life.
Poe, this season of MasterChef was filmed prior to COVID-19, so the meals that you guys are going to be cooking are going to look quite different to what's in our pantry. Do we need to go back and make a toasted sandwich MasterChef season?
Yes. No. this season has been really wonderful in that there's a lot of people who have come full circle and are really celebrating being home cooks.
Poe, I think the point Kimber's making is we need a cookbook from you which includes dishes for pasta baked beans garnished with toilet roll.
Okay, let me just talk to my publisher. I'll see if I can make it happen because I love the idea of that.
Hey, Poe, all the best, and we look forward to seeing you throughout April and beyond in the new series of MasterChef.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. We're about to go on holidays and people are doing it tough out there and we're thinking, let's just make each other laugh.
Yeah, that's the way to do it on 133353 in any way, shape or form.
And when you say go on holidays, Kimber, essentially that means doing what we're doing now, just not speaking to each other and to Perth.
Yeah,
but you know, it is technically a holiday. Yes, yeah.
But we've been not leaving at 5 a.m.
That's you know what right. I mean? Yeah. We need a laugh. We need a joke. We need a great little story, whatever you've got.
Well, I did see a meme that made me laugh earlier where someone just said, turns out my top 4 hobbies are 1, going out to eat, 2, going out for a drink, 3, basically any non-essential business, and 4, touching my face.
True. Brilliant.
And I was like, oh, it's so true.
And how many of us relate to that?
Oh, God, yes, I touch my face all the time. Yeah. We need a laugh, and Sherry in Bull Creek, good morning. Come on, give us a laugh.
Hey, darlings, I love you guys. You're amazing. You're keeping the whole pair going, so keep it up. You're amazing.
Back at you, Sheree.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so my silly joke is, what do you get when you cross a cow with a duck?
What?
Cheese and quackers.
cute.
Very cute. Hey, take care, Sheree.
Take care, Sheree. Oh, cheese and quackers. Love it.
Very cute. Let's go to Mandra. G'day, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate.
What Stephen, you got,
make
Steve?
Us laugh, mate.
Righty, I too dyslexic. In a kitchen, the first one turns to the second and says, can you smell gas? Second one replies, I can't even smell my own name.
Very nice.
Thanks, Stephen. I saw something cute too. Forgive me, I don't know who posted it, but I saw a post on Twitter by someone saying their kid asked them, Mummy, did you have to stay home for COVID 1 to 18?
Oh, brilliant.
How cool.
Brilliant.
That is very
imagine
cute.
If we did this yearly. Oh, God.
I did see that one of the official names for COVID-19 is SARS Part 2, which is
yes,
pretty
it
odd,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be done by the George Lucas studio.
Yeah, it's SARS all over again.
There'll be 9 of them.
It's Skywalker, isn't it?
Sequels always suck.
Well, may the force be with you. At least $100 worth of free fuel on Free Fuel Friday. So give us a call if you can make us laugh this morning. 1-3-3-5-3.
Clan Solo.
Hey, now you're talking.
Hey.
In Dianella. Morning, Mel.
Oh, hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Mel. Make us laugh. Make us smile.
What did the 0 say to the 8?
What did the 0 say to the 8?
What was it, Mel?
Where'd you get your belt?
That's cute.
That's super cute. Craig in Rivervale, tell us, what have you got, mate? Make us laugh.
G'day, guys. Yeah, no, I was standing at a park the other day when a guy in a tractor come flying past with the door open, and he said, the end is nigh. And he drove away, and my boss came up and he said, who was that? And I said, I'm not sure. I think it was Farmageddon.
The end is nigh. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Guys, well, the Prime Minister's been busy dishing out much-appreciated and much-needed free childcare. Our Premier has been very busy making sure we're an island within an island in WA, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've got to say I agree with it. Let's use our isolation to our biggest advantage, and, I feel quite lucky to be on this island continent at the moment.
Yeah, I've been really happy with the fact. I feel like Mark McGowan's really been, pulling some punches. He's out there. He's just being really firm and direct about what he thinks. I've been really happy with the way he's handling things.
Yeah, strong action and strong language. He's not making any excuses for it as well.
We currently have restrictions in place for people coming into Western Australia and requiring 14 days of self-isolation. Those restrictions are working well. But it makes sense that we go further now and close the border. It won't be forever. It's a temporary closure to make sure we limit the spread of the virus in WA.
And the Health Minister, Roger Cook, wants to contain his excitement about the numbers at this point in time. Excitement's probably not the right word, but it is promising. But we'll only know in 2 or 3 weeks, I would imagine, how all of the measures have worked for us here in the West, KC.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it takes a few weeks. Everything we're doing now won't pay off until 3 weeks from now. So we kind of have to just think ahead and plan for the future and see how it unfolds, don't we?
Too right. And if we are lucky enough to have such small numbers, then for goodness sake, let's keep doing what we're doing and not relax and let this thing blow out. So here's hoping.
Unless you need to be out, it's important to stay at home. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Doesn't matter what pocket of the world you're in. And imagine being on the Vasco da Gama, cruising the world for 45 days. It's a dream holiday that's meant to end in London. But you're a couple from Busselton, you end up in quarantine on Rottnest Island. That's happened to Peter Semmons and her husband Bob Lloyd, who joins us from Rotto right now. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing well, thank you.
Bob, you and your wife planned a holiday to London, but how good is a holiday at Rotto? I mean, you could have saved the cruise money, mate.
Well, we would prefer, obviously, to be sticking to our original plan. But if you've got to go into quarantine, then we are the lucky ones here on Rotto, compared to the other people on the ship who are in hotels in town.
Yes, and Bob, so tell us, give us a taste of life in quarantine on Rottnest Island.
Okay, so we've, all of the West Australian passengers, couples and singles, have been allocated a unit. We're in Geordie Bay on one of the units there.
Yep.
So we've got a family-sized unit. We have access to outside through a small yard at the back. We have a veranda at the front. So we can get out in the open air on our veranda or in the backyard. We're locked up. There are guards. There are security all around the place. So we're not allowed outside of our units.
Okay.
But we do have communication because we can talk to people over the fence, if you like. And obviously we do have a kitchen facility so we can cook for ourselves. So we're far better off than the poor people in hotels.
Hey, Bob.
Isolated.
Yeah, I'm sure between the two of you and maybe some other people over the wall, you've had the chat about the fact that you could have ended up in London in a real pickle.
Well, yes, certainly. We've had that chat. And we had that chat when, in fact, the cruise line made the decision to end the cruise,
which was
very early on in the cruise. They made a call very early on. And at that stage, we were a little bit... concerned that they'd made the call too early, but within 3 or 4 days we realised, well, they have done, the cruise line had done a very, very sensible thing and put a lot of thought into it by returning all the Australians and New Zealanders back to Australia and the Europeans sending them on to England in the sister ship, which was travelling basically on a parallel course with us.
Mm. Well, Bob, plenty of these cruise ships around the world have been incubators for COVID-19, so I bet you're feeling pretty fortunate that your ship was, everyone was quite healthy and well.
Yeah, we are. You know, the cruise line obviously was very keen on us keeping our hygiene up, so there were hand sanitising stations all over this cruise ship. And this cruise ship had an improved means of serving meals. There was no buffet where people could just dive in and pick their own, like there are on many cruise ships. We served all of our meals, even in the buffet car. So I think that helped with the hygiene too. So, yes, we are very, very pleased that our ship remained free of the virus. And as far as we know, we're free of the virus too.
And Bob, I know a lot of people love cruising and, you know, as we've talked about, this was a dream holiday. Cruise ships have sort of been seen as the bad guy in this crisis. When it's all over, do you think you would get on board a cruise ship again?
Oh, yes, we have booked exactly the same cruise on exactly the same ship in 1 year's time.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, cool.
And that cruise is now booked out.
Straight back on the bike. Well, wow, there you go.
Well, we had such a good experience on the few days we had on the ship. We were very impressed with the ship itself, but also with the way we were looked after. Mm. And the advice is that in 6 months' time, things should start to relax. So we were assuming that in 12 months' time, the world will be slowly returning back to normal.
We hope so, mate. How about Busselton, West Busso? Is that how sort of far off are you heading home?
Well, as part of our cruise of a lifetime, we sold our house in Busselton because we were planning to stay overseas for some time after the cruise finished. So we're homeless at the moment, but we do have relatives in Perth who have a fully equipped shed in a big yard in up in the Perth Hills, and so we are returning, or we're going to go up to the shed when we leave here and make our home in there until such time as the restrictions are eased.
You have some digs.
So basically your life won't change that much, Bob, from your small little chalet on Rottnest to the shed in the hills.
Well, I think we'd prefer to stay in the chalet in Rottnest.
It's a pretty nice spot.
From a location point of view, but in the shed at least we'll have some freedom. We will be able to get out and walk around and go to the shops and do things like that, which we can't do here. We're locked up.
That's right. Hey, great to hear you in good spirits, Bob, and pass on our best to Peter as well.
Will do, and to all your listeners, you know, the people on Righto, we're the lucky ones. Mm. Feel sorry for the people who are in the hotels in Perth because they are in a far worse situation than we are.
Thanks, Bob. All the best.
Okay, thanks for talking.
There's Bob Lloyd from Busso, who's apparently homeless right now, but he is in Rottnest in isolation with his wife, Peter. KC?
And I don't know if it's cruel to say, but I don't even feel sorry for the people in the hotel. I feel like these are just the best measures that we could do. And, you know, we can all just suck it up and stay indoors for a bit. It's like if you get to stay in a hotel, I know you're locked up, but it's not that bad, is it?
No, look, of course, it's better than being in many other places. But Bob is going to have a 29-degree Sunday where he can sit on his balcony or his backyard.
Yeah.
It's slightly better than being locked in a hotel room where you can't open the window.
Yeah, you definitely can't go for a swim. Yeah,
and
yeah.
The aircon is set.
Yes. Yeah, no windows is a big deal, isn't it? Can't get out in the fresh air. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. We're doing some more shout-outs for small business and helping people along the way, guys.
Yeah, and so we've been doing it for a couple of weeks now, so we're just saying give us a call, 133353. If you've got a small business and you're still working, we want to try and support you, whether that be online or whether we can nip in while it's part of our essential shopping. So, Richard, give us a plug. Where are you?
Hi, guys. We're in Malaga. Business is called Frosberries, and we sell frozen berries. So we're now offering home deliveries, and we're still open for the public to come and visit us in Malaga. But we've got a huge range of Australian-grown fruits, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, pomegranate, gooseberries, a range of organic berries and vegetables, everything everyone needs for their smoothies at home.
Oh, Richard, how far away do you deliver? Because I live with two ladies that love getting frozen berries and making them into smoothies.
Yeah, we can deliver as far as Mandra and to Yanchep. So we cover most of the Perth metro area. Delivery fees $11. And with Easter coming, we've got a couple of Easter packs as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be a busy time normally this time of year, wouldn't it, Richard?
Yeah, we have been flat out. This week is a little bit quieter because I think a lot of people are staying home. But
good.
Obviously with a home delivery, we can deliver an Easter pack, an Easter present for anyone that hasn't done any Easter shopping.
We've got and Richard, gift idea. Yeah. You're a man who obviously really knows his berries. I'm going to throw this out there. It's very controversial. I believe the Logan berry is the best berry in the world. What are your thoughts?
It's actually one we don't stock, but... we do get a few inquiries, but the big one.
I had
really
never
popular.
Heard of them until like last year. And when I ate it, I was like, why is not everybody celebrating the joy of the Logan berry? They're amazing.
They're good, eh?
Yeah, yeah. No, look, everyone has their own preferences, but wild blueberries is a big one at the moment as well.
I prefer the Bogan berry myself.
Bogan berry?
Just me. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Richard, at Frozberries.
Frosberries in Malaga.
Good on you, bud.
Good to talk to you, mate. All the best. I think when you mentioned that, Kimberly, you lost interest because he's not selling them.
Honestly, you should try a Loganberry. They're so good.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard. And let's go to Thomas. G'day, Thomas. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good, mate. Small business plugs. What have you got?
Yeah. So my business is called iFix Smartphone, and I'm a mobile business, so I go to customers. Nowadays, when you can see the friends or family only on the screen, on a mobile phone or a tablet, it's hard to do when the screen is broken. So I can come to customer's place and fix it on the spot.
Okay, Thomas, just to be clear, it's called I Fix Smartphones. So do you fix smartphones?
Among other things, yes. Very, very, very... very bad, so, Matt.
Mate, you had us at Boganberries.
Thomas, do you just repair the screens or is there other work you can do on the phones?
The screen is the most popular repair, that's why I mentioned it. But I also do other things, batteries, charging problems, camera problems, so all kind of stuff.
Okay mate, and how would people find you?
So my website is ifixsmartphones.com.au, so they can book online